This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go. Let's go. Baseball's boring. Live from Fenway Park. This no-show is complete without two things. Three things. Four things. Number one, Gordo and Sammy to play Tessie joining. Number two, Ace of Spades being played at least 75% of the rejoins. Number three, a John Henry exclusive interview. And number four, Brian Abraham, dream maker, farm director, Boston Red Sox appearing. Although, I was hopeful that, Brian, you would be in person because I'm carrying around this Baseballs and Boring t-shirt. All right, sweatshirt. Sorry. Don't mean to insult you. Sweatshirt.
Well, I did see you yesterday. You disappointed me. But a little early to get to the park now for a 7:15 game. You know, you got minor league managers to speak to and rosters to take care of. I'll be there eventually.
Look at you. That was a humble brag.
See, Robbie's doing his job.
Well, in fairness, two things, Brian. Number one, it's hard carrying around a sweatshirt, even carrying around a sweatshirt in 110-degree weather. Number two, as you saw, I was too busy talking to my good friend John Henry doing exclusive interviews. So,
Pretty good.
But anyway, I also managed to give you probably the most creative compliment that you've ever gotten, which was when Marcelo Meyer walked by, and I strategically said to him, Marcelo, this is probably the worst farm director you ever had, pointing to you. And obviously, the easy answer for him was, no, he's the best farm director I've ever had for a simple reason. He's the only farm director he's ever had. So, you're welcome.
No, I was honored that he said that about me.
No, he refuted me. He basically said, no. He basically ran to me and said, I want you to correct that. This man right here, I owe everything I am to him. So, there you go.
Crouch he said, I'm in the I'm in the big leagues. Thanks so much for everything you've done for me.
See?
There you go. He's appreciated.
See?
There you go.
I'm here to build up.
Yeah.
In any way I can.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah. All right, so that was kind of cool yesterday on the field, right? You get to see the draft picks. Big guys, except for the first-round pick. Some big guys. So now that you get under the Brian Abraham umbrella, now let's where did these guys go? They were at Fenway, so three of the four top picks, right? Correct?
Correct.
And they had been in Fort Myers. I know this because they all said they got the haircut from the same guy in Fort Myers. So what do they do? What do those draft picks who were being carted around Fenway do now?
Yeah, it was actually pretty cool. I got to know all three of them a little bit. You know, we spent the week at Fort Myers. We had some introductions to our staff, kind of a bit of a better understanding of, you know, the Boston Red Sox organization, what we believe in as an organization, not only just on the pitching side, but just, you know, philosophically. Everything we value, our young major league club, staff, and then kind of a bit of a way of life type of thing when you get to the minor leagues, you know, food, where you live, what the day is going to look like, just purely from a schedule wise. So that was that's a big piece of what they did this past week. And we had dinner the night before or a couple nights ago with some of our amateur staff. Brez was there, some of our assistant GMs and get to know their families a little bit, get to meet them and be around them. And then obviously yesterday they get to go to Fenway. I think each of them, it was their first time at Fenway, which is pretty cool, to say the least. You know, I think, you guys, myself, we're very lucky we get to go there pretty much every day, and I don't think we take it for granted, but I think whenever you get to see someone who's experienced for the first time, it puts it into perspective. So really good opportunity for each of them. And now they'll go back to Fort Myers, and most of our pitchers, if not all of our pitchers, a lot of it will just be kind of a slow throwing progression to prepare for the off season. It'll be a lot of that. It'll be a lot of strength training, a lot of individual meetings with our staff, nutrition, kind of put together a plan in place for the rest of the season. Then kind of really, quite honestly, the off season for especially our younger group is not too far away. So it's really preparing them for next year. And that starts as early as now.
It was weird that you introduced yourself as Dreammaker. I mean, that's but hey, listen, if the shoe fits, here's a super awkward segue, but it's going to work. Just trust me. Last year, a year ago, there was a guy who went through the same process you just explained, and his name was Peyton Tolley. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's working out. Whatever you did, it seemed to be working out well. Because I promised the masses that I would ask this question. Would there be any scenario where Peyton Tolley starts integrating as a reliever in the minor leagues with an eye on potentially being advanced to the major leagues, or at least be an option maybe during the stretch drive of this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair question, Rob. I don't think we'd ever close the door on anything that could help our major league team. I would say as of right now, that is not currently in the plans. We see him as a strong, short-term, long-term, left-handed starter that can make an impact in our major league club in the very near future. So I would say that is the current plan. But again, I think we all understand that things can change in weeks and days and months. But as of right now, he'll be pitching in Portland as a starter and continue to push and hope for an opportunity to get to that next level. And I would say if he continues doing what he's doing, that will happen at some point. But we're very pleased with him as a starter. Again, I think the value of a starting pitcher is incredibly important. I think especially when you have a young arm, anytime you make a transition or adjustment, it's not as simple as putting a guy into the bullpen just saying, go get him. It's a different mentality. It's a different workload. It's whether their stuff will play up or play worse, the pitches that they throw. So it certainly a lot goes into it. I'm not saying like he couldn't do it or any pitcher can't do it, but it's not as simple as just saying, hey, you're going to go be a reliever. Then you're going to be in the big leagues in a month. So I think those are different things that different scenarios we have to talk about and discuss. But again, as of right now, he will be a starter.
Where were you when J.D. Drew got struck out by David Price?
I have no idea.
2008, Game 7. Come on, it's like that's what I'm talking about. A guy who goes from the minors to the
league. You know what?
You know what I'm talking about.
I was working for the Blue Jays at the time, so I guess I was just probably watching from home. In Worcester, Mass. Cheering against the Red Sox. Quite honestly,
What a genius move! He said, "What a genius move! It's taking a draft pick and move it, making a reliever and shutting down J.D. Drew in Game 7 of 2008." I'm just saying. Anyway,
yeah. Sammy. No, that's fair. I mean, I think every situation is different, right? And that was, I believe, also in the playoffs. So,
what you're saying is that Peyton Tolley's going to play in the playoffs.
This guy. No, words right out of his mouth.
Me, Rob. That's exactly what I meant to say.
Abraham Colin.
I can see it now.
No, I would do that to you.
But again, I think like the value of a starting pitcher is so valuable, and I think it's been very well documented about how we have had some trouble doing that with some of our pitching prospects in the past. So to have some guys that we feel like really believe can be an impactful length and bulk and starting off in the big leagues, I think we want to continue to push towards that on the development side. And every chance he gets to start, the better chance he has to become better in the big leagues.
Hey, Brian, Sammy here. I got another Peyton Tolley question. He's the talk of the town. Can you pinpoint when it was where this kid went from an upside draft pick that you guys like to, oh my God, we may have struck gold. This kid is unbelievable.
In a lot of ways, I think saying that happened after we drafted him would be taking away a lot from our amateur group and our acquisition group. I think you draft a player like Peyton in the hopes that there is some untapped potential. There's size there. There's willingness to make adjustments and intelligence to make adjustments and adjustability, all those different things. So I think that process and those conversations and those hopes happen much before he is putting on a Red Sox uniform. And then, you know, once we got the kid, quite honestly, some of the early conversations about just some of the things he has already done, you know, he had never been a full-time pitcher. I think that was another thing that was really, I think, intriguing from our end. He had been a position player and a hitter as well at TCU. So I felt like there was, you know, we felt like there was still a lot left to be some more juice to squeeze, I guess, to say. And again, I think from the early going, some of the progress he made with just some of the strength gains he made, just some of the early ability for us to track his velo kind of even into the offseason and early side sessions, there's just rapid growth in a kid who was just willing to continue to push himself and challenge himself and felt like there was still more to get to. So I don't think there's ever one point. I just think it's a gradual process, but I think the player and the person, a lot of times, our amateur group does such an amazing job of this, of getting guys that want to learn and want to challenge themselves and are willing to fail to actually improve in the long run. And, you know, I think the guys that we had at Fenway yesterday are all like that as well, and that's really exciting from a development perspective.
Hey, Brian, Gordo here. Curious, Connelly Early's got a 2.51 ERA this year in Double A. He's pitched super well, obviously been on the rise both with locally and nationally rankings. Curious, from your eyes, what does he need to do to get promoted to AAA? And does any of that decision-making have anything to do with the guys that are already there sort of being your big league depth?
Yeah, I mean, good question. Quite honestly, like, I don't think he has to do too much more. I think we are having those conversations. We've been having those conversations. You know, one of the things we've asked him to do, and sometimes I think this is a little bit harder to see kind of on the surface, is just be in the strike zone a little bit more consistently. I think when you go from, or that we have seen the guys that transition from AA to AAA and are not getting ahead early in the count and consistently pounding the strike zone, tend to get in trouble because the strike zone is smaller. There is the challenge system. And quite frankly, hitters are just better in AAA. So he's done a really good job of making some adjustments over the past few outings where we've seen that. The walks have remained low. The strikeouts have remained high. He's limited barrels, and he's done an incredible job. So, you know, I think those conversations are certainly ongoing, and I would not be surprised to see him get an opportunity in the very near future. And, you know, there are some other things that come into play here. Like you said, you know, there's guys that are coming down from the major leagues. It's that, you know, I said this definitely before on here, you know, we consider anyone on our AAA roster major league depth. So I think it's balancing the roster there and making sure that we have the right players in place and in line for a potential call-up, along with making sure that we're developing our players that are progressing up the system as well. And sometimes there's a little bit of a gray area in those two. It's hard to kind of combine the two, but I think someone like Connelly is definitely knocking on the door, and I would not be surprised to see him AAA in the near future.
Brian Abraham, Dreammaker Farm Director, friend of the program, family member of the program. Brendan Clark got taken out after about 30 pitches yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. What was the reason?
Yeah, it was
for
a little
that?
Bit more. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just a high pitch count, quite honestly. Seemed like there was a lot of eyes on him yesterday for, you know, various reasons. Obviously a young, exciting starter, but a couple walks in the first inning, some base runners, just more so, you know, hey, on our end, we have to focus on development and long-term health. And a guy who had some finger issues with a blister that missed a bunch of starts and has really been kind of progressing to work up that his buildup. And, you know, yesterday was just not his day. So just struggles, you know, a young starter that had some struggles. It won't be the first and won't be the last, certainly. But it was purely just making sure that we take care of him.
Do you think those guys feel that? Do you think, I mean, obviously, like, in this day and age, so certainly would social media, Travis, you have to manage those sort of things, too, these minor leaguers.
Yeah.
They know the trade deadline. They see the names.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be naive of me to say that they don't. I mean, people have phones. People have social media. I'm sure these guys type in their name in Google and see what people are saying about them, fair or not. You know, I think we do our best to make sure that we do I do that about myself? Yeah. Oh, that's the first thing I do in the morning, of course. Baseball is a boring Brian Abraham.
And all good things.
You know, I think the nature of our of the Boston sports landscape and the Red Sox, and it's such a polarizing town and polarizing franchise in so many different ways that, again, I think these guys are very aware of that. And I think we do our, we try to do our best to prepare these players for the good and the bad, and understanding that they might read some things that aren't the greatest things about them, but they're also going to read some things that are great. You know, part of our, I mentioned the rookie program or the first year program that we had. One of the great parts of that is Abby Murphy, who you know very well, does an incredible job with us, talks to the players about media relations and social media and dealing with media. And to me, that's such an important piece of these young players, even more so than it has been in the past because of the social media aspect and podcasts and everything that goes on. So, again, I like to think that these guys are focusing on the things that they can control, which is their play. But, again, I think I'd be naive to say that they're not taking a peek and seeing their names thrown around and thinking about it. And, again, I think if it gets to a point where it seems more so than just an internet, you know, comment, I think we try to be communicate as much as we can with our players to give them a better idea of where we see them and the landscape in front of us.
All right, Brian, last thing. Kyle Harrison had maybe his best outing with the Red Sox organization last time out. Six innings, two runs, one earned. Where are we at with him?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw. I made a great form tackle on a play at first, too. He made a play in front of the mound and ran into the base runner, but it was good to see him, you know, coming to football season soon. So it was really good to see him.
I'm witnessing that right now. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
We should send that video to Mike Vrabel. I mean, it was pretty impressive.
There's a lot of grit and guile there.
Yeah, I mean, says a lot about the player. Says a lot about the player. But, you know, I think, you know, a lot of some of the adjustments we've made, I think just comfort with, you know, some of the changes from a landscape environment perspective, he's really made progress. And it was good to see the bullpens and the side sessions and all the work he's been putting in translate to on the mound. I think a lot of times from the development perspective, you know, we see changes that are happening and we're really excited about it, whether it be objectively or things that are happening not within the game. And then transferring it into the game tends to be the last thing that happens. So it was good to see him. He was pumping the strike zone. His secondaries were working really well. He got some swing and miss. But I know, you know, speaking with Chad Tracy, our manager, he was very impressed. And I think that was very exciting to see a guy who had shown flashes of it over the last few starts. But yet, you know, I think he was able to put it all together and we were able to see the picture that we all feel like could be an impactful major league starter for us in the future.
All right, Brian, once again, excellent job. Until you get your sweatshirt for payment, I will give you another gift.
No.
You ready?
Okay.
Here's your gift. Getting to listen to an exclusive interview I did with John Henry just a few feet from
me. Oh, that's exciting.
Just like how you feel heading into it, how you guys are positioned.
I have a lot of faith in what Craig and the organization is doing.
There you go. You're part of that. You're part of the organization. Wow. He has a lot of faith in you. Congratulations.
I appreciate that. Thank you to Mr. Henry, and thank you to you too, Rob.
So true. It really is a vote of confidence.
It is a vote of confidence. It's
a major compliment.
You know, what you didn't know is that he was pointing in your direction when he said that. So it was awesome.
Yeah, I think it was probably someone more important around me if he was pointing my way.
All right. Brian, thanks as always. I'll see you a little bit.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. All right, the great Brian Abraham, Farm Director, Dreammaker. What a gift that is. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Excellent job by Tom. Excellent job. Man, like I think we got one more of those gifts to hand out before we leave, don't we?
Oh, come on. You can hand it out limitless times. That's.
You got one more, Tom?
I got more than one. You want one now?
Okay.
You want a second one?
I am not going to say no to that. Go ahead.
The first one, just like how you feel heading into it. How you guys are positioned.
I have a lot of faith in what Craig and the organization is doing.
Wait, what is this?
This is Hot for Teacher.
Hot for Teacher.
Van Halen.
No, I've heard the song. I guess I just don't know.
It was all day, Bradfield.
I know. Well, listen, if Travis Thomas coming up, if he wants to do it, we'll definitely deliver one when he comes in the studio. We'll deliver one to him.
Yeah, that's true. He does.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks. I want your guys' takeaways from Brian Abraham because I do feel like there was a couple nuggets and potentially some news breaking, I think, thanks to your question, Gordo, I think.
Your question was good too,
Sammy. Excellent job by both of you. I'm here to build up, not tear down. Speaking of building up, Tom's going to trend right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox dropped game one of their three-game series against the Dodgers last night by a final score of 5-2. They play game two tonight with coverage starting right here on WEEI at 6:15 with the Mass Mutual pregame show with our good friend Joe Weil. It's a marquee pitching matchup for this Saturday night with the pig Garrett Crochet on the mound for our Boston Red Sox opposite Clayton Kershaw on the Dodgers. First pitch is at 7:15. Pats have wrapped up day four of training camp. Former second-round draft pick Jalen Polk was absent yet again from training camp. He has yet to practice since the start of training camp. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's just trending here on WEE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Guy, WEEI.com.
What is this?
What do you mean, Bradfell? It's a family member of Baseball Isn't Boring.
Noah Kahn?
Yes.
He just played at the Garden, right?
Yeah, he was the surprise guest at Gracie Abrams, I think.
Ooh, he was wearing a Bruins jersey.
Yes.
Okay. I am going to get Eddie Vedder to wear a Baseball Isn't Boring t-shirt on stage.
That's your guy.
I mean, A stage. Yeah. I mean, do you know who Eddie Vedder is, Gordon?
Yeah, no. Is he the Who? No, that's Sting.
What is the Who playing Fenway? Sting.
Wait, Eddie Vedder's Van Halen?
Halen?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Second guess.
One for one.
What is the Who's playing Fenway coming up, right? Aren't they?
Not my thing.
Why do I ask?
The Jonas Brothers?
Literally, like, is you are like, this all is so, but your existence is so bizarre to me.
I don't get it either.
Gordo, play Tessie. Sammy, play Tessie. I'm Rob Bradford. Baseball isn't boring. We're going to be with you all the way up to Travis Tomic's experience at the top of the hour, leading into the pregame show with Joe Weil, leading into the first pitch with Mike Monaco and Will Fleming. Gordo, your existence is bizarre to me.
Please elaborate.
Because every time we bring up anything, movie, anything pop culture, anything really outside of the world of the Red Sox, you have no idea about it.
I'm pop culturally crippled.
No, it's not even pop culture. It's like anything.
I don't get how you avoid stuff. Like avoid hearing about stuff.
It's like my Twitter feed is just only baseball.
And your wedding was the perfect example of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all it was people going up and talking about like your love for the Red Sox.
It's not wrong.
That it took away from my opportunity to dance like crazy because it got so late into the night.
People just wanted to talk stuff.
Just wanted to talk stuff.
They just wanted to talk ball like you and John Henry.
Just, me and John Henry just talk. Oh, what? Wait, what?
Wait, you spoke with John Henry?
I did. What? Yeah, I had an exclusive interview with John Henry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what did that sound like?
We must be the first to hear it.
I did it my way.
The first, just like how you feel heading into it, how you guys are positioned.
I have a lot of faith in what Craig and the organization is doing. Mm-hmm.
Then he has not. It was amazing that that interview, that immediately when they started doing it, they started playing the soundtrack in the back of it. Like they saw like also, wait, a reporter is talking to John Henry on the record?
John Henry does it his way.
And John Henry pointed up to the DJ and said, let's do it.
Sinatra,
let's
now.
Let's do it. Speaking of DJs, this is like a common thing now. Like the Phillies have the DJ during BP, right? The Blue Jays had the DJ during BP.
How about the Rays? The Rays have a DJ Cat.
Do they do it during? Does the cat go out in BP?
Well, his name's DJ Kitty.
Yeah, that's
I don't know
like
when.
A whole thing. But this is like they have DJs doing this.
Who got mad at the Reds? Oh, the Braves.
Oh yeah, no, that was a thing. The Braves were upset that they didn't play any music, and then the next Mets series, the Mets brought up the big boombox. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah, so it's a whole thing. But you know that's what we're here for. By the way, we're watching the feed from Fenway Park bullpen. And Justin Slayton's doing something.
It's like a
harness and
it's a resistance.
Like he's going
it's
through
a resistance.
Motion.
Resistance.
Oh, who knows? Throwing. But if he throws a baseball, we're gonna let you know.
He's like doing the fake motion right.
He's doing his push off.
Yeah. Okay.
The push.
Right.
There you go.
That's all right. So because you guys did such a crappy job of painting the picture of that, I will pivot to something very very pertinent in the baseball world right now.
Uh-oh. Oh.
No. What everyone's talking about. Besides the John Henry interview.
Peyton Tolley.
Besides Peyton
Marcus
Tolley.
Stroman.
Besides Marcus Stroman. Aaron Judge, he's going for tests on his elbow, examination on his elbow. When you read the reaction from the Yankees people, it is not sort of, we don't think it's going to be a big deal. It is, he's going for examinations on his elbow, which obviously leads everyone to Tommy John stuff, was obviously everyone leads to, well, if you don't have Aaron Judge, what's your world look like, New York Yankees? What is your guys' reaction to this? Because this is big news in the baseball world. And for the Yankees, we can talk about the Red Sox, sort of this world that we're living in, or they're living in. But the Yankees world is so weird and complicated right now. It was even weird and complicated even before the Judge stuff. You get Ryan McMahon yesterday. And Ryan McMahon, in case you know people weren't paying attention, he's hitting about 200. He's having a terrible offensive year. Good defensive third baseman, fine. But now you have this Judge news. You haven't been playing that super well. Fundamentally, you haven't been playing well since Joe Kelly told the world that you weren't playing well. And now you have Judge, this Judge thing. Thoughts?
Well, it stinks. I know we're Red Sox guys. We don't like the Yankees, but we're baseball fans, and Aaron Judge is one of the faces of baseball. So first, off the top, that is, I think it's a big deal. I hope he's okay. That said, from a baseball perspective, this makes an already wide-open American League even more wide-open because in my eyes, if the Yankees don't have Aaron Judge, they're nothing. Nobody's afraid of them. Not even remotely.
Do you so if they don't have Aaron Judge,
sell.
What? Sell. You they think sell. Sell.
Why would they sell. Not? You got no shot of doing it. And that's not a team that's like, well, if we make the playoffs, this is value for X, Y, and Z. They've been in the playoffs. This isn't the Red Sox. This team has.
What would be the Reds? Here's the question.
There's
what would
no
be
equivalent.
The Red Sox equivalent? Yeah, there is.
There's no.
If Garrett Crochet. Yeah.
But even so, yeah. Judge, it's a tough comparison. He's in the lineup every single day. Their whole offense is predicated off of how Aaron Judge is handled, what his results are. If they don't have him, like, they're not good. They're a bad team.
I'd go as far as to say there's no player in baseball that a team is more reliant on to be out there and produce than Aaron Judge. Than the Yankees.
I think that's fair. And because like there are players who are the close to the equivalent of Aaron Judge, right, in terms of their star power. One is in the dressing room a few feet away from us here at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios.
But like they've got so much talent.
Right. That's
not ideal, but they would still come in.
That's the biggest difference.
Right.
That's the biggest difference. The
Yankees probably have the least feared lineup in the AL East if Aaron Judge isn't in it.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I don't even think it's close. I think they have by far the weakest lineup in the AL East.
And the Rays don't hit.
No, the Rays don't hit, but they can cobble together enough offense to beat you. The
they would not score.
Who they even have? Like, Ryan McMahon's your new big bat?
Jazz Chisholm.
He's going to give some rah-rah
speech. You also, when we talk about trade deadline stuff, you also noted that our good friend Gino Suarez played first base yesterday, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's have that conversation. All right, like this, so the Yankees, they pivot. By the way, Jared DePoto, all praise, right?
Yeah.
If Jared DePoto was on right now, I would give him the gift that was John Henry interview. But I don't want to do that yet. We'll save that for later.
Special.
Yeah. But I love how he gets out ahead of the market. He does it routinely. Mm-hmm. He did it with Carlos Santana a few years ago. They won an epic run last year, even. Randy Arozarena, they go out and they get him a bat. That was actually a year ago today, July 26th. Get out ahead of the market. Now he gets out ahead of the market again with Josh Naylor. Good for you. Josh Naylor, you can say he's not Gino Suarez, but he's a good player. He's part of the solution. But now you have, okay, they make their move. The Yankees made the move for Ryan McMahon, which is kind of a sad trombone of a move, even compared to Josh Naylor. But now you're sitting there. Now, who is going to get Gino Suarez? That's the big question. Then he plays first base. Now, this is where we talk about the Red Sox.
Oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right, yeah.
Correct? Had he played first base before last night?
No, I believe that was his first major league game at first base. And if it wasn't, it's very few and far between.
And
he doesn't play.
Don't think that was a coincidence.
Well, it was later in the game.
I don't care.
I mean, he's also a good defensive third baseman, so it does mean more knowing that it's not like a bad defender. Oh, it's put him at first. Like, he's above average.
All right. What would you, if you're the Red Sox, the who says no, guys?
It was his first ever appearance.
All right, first ever, but he still played without incident. Just like Rafael Devers played first base without incident. Next thing you know, he's starting to hit. That's how it works. You play first base, you hit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who says no, guys? Now we have to, let's in tradition of El Caliente, Travis Thomas.
Caliente takes.
As I enter the chat, congratulations, Gordo. Now on TV, TV star. Instead of Boston has entered the chat, Gino Suarez has entered the chat, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Who says no? Give me something for the Red Sox. Off the top of your head.
Off the top? Blaze Jordan, Jedickson Paez, and Miguel Blaze.
Diamondbacks say no.
Say no.
Okay.
I think it's going to take the password.
No. Yeah. Not because none of those guys.
That's the most I'd give, so I'm out.
Well, none of those guys you would say, hey, that's a major leaguer.
Wait, password? A top 100 guy for a 2-month rental?
Oh, wait. Oh, you said. Oh,
no, what? No. He didn't say that. I said that. I think it would take password plus.
Oh, plus. Really?
This is a guy who's about to hit, what, 50 home runs?
Yeah.
There's never been a rental bat of this caliber traded at the deadline with this many home runs, at least.
One soda.
Gulp.
Okay, he's not a rental, though. He was two and a half years.
Okay.
But Manny Machado got traded at the deadline. He ended up going for it was like Dean Kramer.
I don't know. It's 2 months, man. I can't imagine a top 100
I wouldn't do
guy
it.
Being moved. You I think that's the...
You wouldn't do just Nixon Garcia for Suarez?
No, if I'm trading...
Neither were they, by the way.
Yeah, no, they
You don't
would.
Think so?
No.
I think his price is going to be low. Actually, you know what? With Naylor off the market, that's less options.
Let's talk about what happened last year with rentals. Mm-hmm. Okay? What was given up for rentals? And I don't think there was a bad.
Yeah, who was the best rental traded last year?
Well, the best rental were pitchers. It was Yusei Kikuchi. It was Yusei Kikuchi was probably the best rental, like the costliest rental of anybody, I think.
Yeah, because they got more for him than the Tigers got for
him. For Flaherty?
I think they got. Kikuchi netted more.
Oh yeah, it did. Yeah, but and so, but again, we're talking about rentals. We're talking about what you would give up. But neither one of those guys, although Kikuchi was really good, neither one of those guys was what Suarez represents. It is going to cost. I think it's going to cost. It's going to take a team that doesn't look at the world like the Red Sox look at the world.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it's going to take a team that thinks like, if we had this player, we could maybe win the World Series.
But
that's a legitimate thing.
No.
But the Red Sox add Suarez. Are they the World Series favorites? No.
No, not favorites.
I think
favorites.
It would take a team to think that they could become the AL favorite.
No, but we can agree that he would be a perfect fit.
Oh, yeah. If he can play first. Yeah.
I mean, I know that that's like a stupid statement, an obvious statement, potentially obvious statement, that you have a guy with 35, 36 home runs being dropped into a lineup is a perfect fit. But I'm saying for what the Red Sox, especially now, the conversations we have now, like, well, are they going to hit? I think you put it well, Sammy. This is an up and down offense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it isn't a bad offense. It's not a great offense. It's an up and down offense.
That's why I get so frustrated when people are like, "Does this one series change how you feel about the offense?" No,
but this
doing this all year.
Let's not forget about the Kyle Schwarber conversation, right? I mean, the Kyle Schwarber, that wasn't a terrible offense, but and you were without him for a month. But once he got rolling, it changed everything.
Yeah, your offense doesn't need to be bad to add to it. Good offenses can still get better. But Suarez, perfect fit, sure, you could call him that. I just think the Red Sox, they're not quite good enough to justify going for like a password kind of trade for Suarez.
Going that deep for a rental.
Yeah, for a rental. If Suarez had 3 years of control. And
totally different.
Yeah, great. But no, I think they should go, you know, cheaper, but still an upgrade route. Like Ryan O'Hearn is still my guy.
All roads lead to Ryan O'Hearn.
Go look at Suarez's spray chart. It's very funny.
Very Fenway.
A lot of pull homers to left field.
There you go.
A lot of pull homers to left field.
Let's start going. Let's start like we've pivoted from the Joe Ryan beating the drum to pivoting to Gino Suarez.
I refuse to pivot off Joe Ryan. I'm going to keep banging.
All right.
I don't care if the Twins won't trade him.
Let's do it.
Bang, give me Joe Ryan.
I don't even know. It depends on the price. I don't even know if I'd want the Red Sox to pay the Joe Ryan price right now. I'd rather them wait because it's going to be absurd right now. Like
right.
Three times, as Brandon goes.
Well, we talked about. Oh, I haven't seen the Dodgers lineup. I think Mookie's probably here. I think he was supposed to be here. But when we haven't, and we can talk about more after the break about the Mookie Betts since he's here, about that whole what lessons learned. Mm-hmm. Actually, let's wait. And also after the break, I want to remind everyone, in case you haven't heard it, I had an exclusive interview with John Henry. All right, just in case you haven't heard it, we're going to play that after the break. And I also want to remind everybody,
have you not told us this yet?
The Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, which we're at right now, is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in and get your great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. Yes, we'll play that exclusive interview. And what did I also say? What was I saying?
All I can think about is John Henry.
John Henry and Ford.
Mookie Betts.
All right. Mookie Betts. That's right. Mookie Betts. We're going to, because Mookie Betts here, we have not talked about Mookie Betts. And I feel like we should
talk
about
Mookie
Betts.
That's crazy. How have we not done
that? Mookie Betts is here. I think we're here. I think he's here.
He was supposed to come shortly before game time, so we might have beaten him today.
Okay. Well, that gives him enough time tomorrow to do a podcast.
He'll Doug Mirabelli his way over here.
I got my sunglasses for the Mookie Betts podcast.
Oh, yeah. How much you pay for
ready,
the sunglasses?
I'm ready to go. $900. All right. Wow. All right. Well, all of that for the last segment leading up to the Travis Thomas experience. We'll be back right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
After this. Seriously? This is our last, rejoin music we have?
You said you wanted to dance.
The Travis Thomas experience? I didn't say I wanted to dance. I want to get fired up.
They should get you fired up. This is a banger.
This?
Whitney Houston.
It's the best wedding song ever.
That's right, I knew that.
You've done a lot of great things today, Tom.
This is what he recognizes out of all the songs?
You've done a lot of great things, Tom. A lot of great things. Not only in life, but in today. This was not one of them. All right? Can we get Ace of Spades, please, before at some point? Some point. I need to come on. But you know what?
Interrupt his point. Whenever he's making a point next, just play Ace of Spades. That'll show him.
Well, as we said, Travis Thomas coming up. We're very excited about that. And he also, he was not aware that we had this exclusive John Henry interview. So when he gets that up, we'll play that for him. Not quite yet. But Tom, you're doing a great job. Excellent job.
I agree, thank Tom. You're doing great.
All right. Excellent job. One of the best ever. So speaking of one of the best ever, the Red Sox traded one of the best ever in Mookie Betts.
Wow, that's a segue.
That is a segue.
Good work.
I'm headed out.
Yeah. He's not having a great year, though, fellas. But here's the thing. Still one of the most valuable players you're going to find because of the position that he plays, the presence that he is. And by the way, he'll be good at some point. Don't you worry. All right?
He exactly lost like 80 worried. Pounds before that.
No, I told you. I said this on Nesson last night. I'm like, when I saw him, I went out there about a month ago, and I saw him. I'm like, he was noticeably smaller. And I know that he's not a big guy, but he had sort of bulked up a little bit.
Why would he not go do a 15-day IL stint just to regain that muscle?
Because it's all about the team.
Yeah, but you're helping the team. You're helping the team more if you're healthy and producing. I get it.
Also, a real quick thing on Mookie Betts, if we're talking about the trade deadline, the most value where they missed was not trading him a year and a half out instead of the offseason.
The Red Sox?
Yeah.
Could have gotten Will Smith.
The entire thing was a mess.
Yeah, the entire thing was a mess.
Can you believe that he is in year six with the Dodgers and he played 6 years with the Red Sox?
Yeah.
That's who's the next Hall of Famer the Red Sox are going to ship out?
It's so much fun. I don't know. Anyway, Travis, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, man.
Oh.
Got to figure out these mics.
Oh, there you go.
I got it.
You look great.
Ah.
Yeah. Thank you for having Gordo on. Were you on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Good. Yeah.
Oh,
it was great.
By the way, what a meet. Dominating another medium.
Great. Right.
Let's go. Kind
of crazy.
Right? Great.
Sammy, you're
right
next.
Right early.
Yeah, there you go.
Always ready.
All right. So we had said this. I know that like you, when we said the exclusive John Henry interview,
yeah.
You got very excited.
Yeah.
All right. So as my gift to you.
All right.
To help like the momentum carrying into your show.
I need it.
All right.
Bring
it. All right. Here we go. Here's the John Henry interview.
Continues the end. Going nowhere.
The first of this is like how you feel heading into it, how you guys are positioned.
I have a lot of faith in what Craig and the organization is doing.
That might have been the best one.
I don't know. He cranked up the music so loud I couldn't even hear John Henry. I couldn't. Like you went from not playing the music loud enough to
he ain't going nowhere.
I don't remember John Henry having that much swag.
Can we play the raw footage? Can we play the raw footage of my exclusive John Henry interview?
Not his mixtape.
Yeah. Okay, Tom. Can you get
the first
one?
Just like how you feel heading into it, how you guys are positioned.
I have a lot of faith in what Craig and the organization is doing.
I love the.
The energy.
The perfect mix. So you got the spirit of the thing with John Henry.
Wow.
Takeaways, Travis, was that he's not firing Craig Breslow. He believes in the organization. He also has the soundtrack of our lives, which is all right.
Maybe put the music back on it.
It's a game changer.
Yeah, we've trying to spice it up a little bit. But yeah. All right, so here we go, Chad. Here we go. Like, so there's a lot to talk about. You guys talk about a ton of different stuff. And there's stuff that's happened over the course of the show. We have Aaron Judge's elbow injury. Yeah. We have Gino Suarez playing first base. Are we going to integrate that into the conversation?
Yep.
We have the proclamation by me saying, hey, listen, I feel like they're more motivated than ever at the deadline. How that manifests itself, I don't know. What's your vibe? What's your feel?
I think they're going to add.
Okay.
I just don't know what it looks like. I feel like Duran is going to be gone.
Ooh.
I know everyone's saying, oh, that's not. I'm still sticking to the original. He'll be the guy that's moved. I do believe they'll get an arm. But I don't feel good. I wanted Naylor. I know everyone says, well, there's other people available at first base.
I liked Naylor, too.
I thought that was a perfect fit. Like, pop, first base, every day, not a platoon, not an experiment. He has playoff experience. It just made sense.
Doesn't strike out.
Energy.
And by the way.
Oh, energy. Canadian.
The Mariners needed exactly what the Red Sox needed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They went out and got him, and that's a team you're going to be competing against in the wild card.
And here's the other part about it is that we talked about Jerry DePoto getting out ahead of the market for the last few years.
Yes.
He also understands the value of the clubhouse dynamic. And we've talked about – I haven't talked about a lot today about it, but talking to Matt Strom, he went through the 2022 deadline, the buy and the sell, and we were playing field position. We kicked inside the 10, and they brought in Tom Brady analogy, which was awesome. But you know, like the clubhouse thing is very, very real.
Yeah.
And so if whatever you do, like don't wait too long and certainly don't not do anything. And I think that even after last year, it was sort of like, okay, and I remember Kenley, who was the voice of the trade deadline, right, for the last couple of years. But last year they do stuff, right? They get Jansen, they get Paxton, they get Garcia, they get Lucas Sims. But even then, it was like, okay, all right. But it wasn't sort of the needle mover in that clubhouse,
sure.
Which I think that Naylor's doing, to your point, Travis, Naylor's doing for the Mariners.
Yeah, I mean, that's a team you're competing with to get into the wild card, and they just got better. Some of this stuff is defense. Some of this stuff is keeping these pieces away from teams that you're competing against. The Red Sox, although they could have used them, you also could have ensured that the Mariners didn't get
Exactly. So – all right, well, what else have you got going on? Anything happened with the Patriots today?
I mean, apparently Drake May threw an absolute dart to Paul Douglas. Everyone went crazy.
All right.
It's going viral.
Thank
right
you.
Now.
If you can bear with me for 10 seconds.
Sure.
I haven't the dynamic with coverage in NFL training camp
yes.
compared to MLB spring training is baffling to me. Mm-hmm. So we are obsessing over no pad, 7-on-7, sharding Drake May, like this guy made this catch, this guy dropped that ball, whatever it is. And meanwhile, this is the equivalent of Lucas Giolito pitching in Dunedin on March 10th.
That's right.
But here's the thing. I at first, Travis, I got frustrated with it because I'm like, this is like science. It's like, what are we doing? But then you just have to come to grips with it, as much as I have stickers and a tattoo and hats and t-shirts and baseballs and boring and everything else. We just have to come to grips with it. The reason why this happens is because it's another example of why football is so dominant.
That's right.
Country, right?
That's right.
I mean, we can't fight it. It's just is what it is. But it is bizarre. It's bizarre to me.
It is bizarre. And football has changed in a sense that, I mean, we all have experience in this game. When I was covering training camps years ago, it was two-a-days. Like, first day of camp, it didn't matter. Pads, two-a-days, it's hot. No one cares. You're out there hitting.
Yeah.
Now, to your, you know, to your point, it's the underwear Olympics. Guys are just out there in shorts.
And people are obsessing over what people are doing in the underwear Olympics. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Anyway, well, I look forward to your show. You do an excellent job
across
the board. So it's going to be awesome. Guys, Sammy Gordo, excellent job. Excellent job.
Thank you.
I mean that. Excellent job.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks for having
All right. And Brian Abraham, Dreammaker/Farm Director, thank you for joining us. All right, if you want to listen to the exclusive John Henry interview, we'll be putting this up on the Baseballs and Boring feed. We'll see you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.